Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I think every soldier in uniform, everyone that's ever worn the uniform or wears the uniform today understands that my life might be required of me, that I might give my life on behalf of this nation. And I think that's exactly the life that Jesus led and the principle that Jesus lived by. I think so many soldiers, whether of Christian faith or not, can resonate with John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that he lays down his life for his friends.
That Rangers really represent kind of the cream of the crop, right? These are the best of the best. I mean, that was sort of how they were designed, right? And so what do you say to maybe believers who feel like, well, I don't really measure up to be a part of this this elite team?
You know, that's a great point. Certainly, Jesus represents the best of the best. He represents the very best of humanity. And the good news is he doesn't call, unlike the Airborne Rangers of today that really just call the elite the very best. He calls everyone to service. And I think we can find encouragement looking at the 12 men he called in his original Ranger squad. These are not the intellectual elite. These were not the spiritual elite. In many ways, these were kind of the leftovers. These were fishermen and tax collectors. These were zealots. They were folks that didn't fit in the spiritual and religious community of the time. They didn't really have anything to offer, so it seemed. And God used them nonetheless. And I think that's true of us today. God is still looking for a few good men, if I could coin the Marine Corps motto. He's still looking for a few good men who are willing to raise their hands and say, I'll serve. I may not have the most to offer, but I'm willing to offer what I have. I think we've lost a sense of mission in our churches, and we start to think that the mission Jesus has called us to is to be nice boys and girls, to go to church, to read our Bibles, to spend some time in prayer, and maybe go to an occasional potluck after church. That's not a mission, and I think men and women certainly understand that. We want to be called to something more. And the Bible is clear. From the very beginning, the enemy has taken prisoners. He's taken all of humanity prisoners. We are effectively POWs, behind enemy lines, held, no hope of rescue, no hope of escape, I should say. And God the Father with the Son, they planned a rescue. And the Son deployed to planet Earth, much like a soldier. He operated unseen and unknown, and he conducted his mission. And his mission goes on still. Certainly, in one way, it was completed at the cross and the empty tomb, but in other ways, his mission continues. And God has called us to join him in that rescue mission, the Great Raid, as I say in the book. He's called us to join with him and rescue humanity from captivity.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.